You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad at the Godrich Celtic Roots Festival, and I'm sitting across from Appleline, which is Tess Hickey, Louisa Lulu Hickey, and Laura Heaney. And welcome. And you are in from Australia, all the way from Australia.
Yeah.
You guys, as I understand it, was it the emerging artists or the and you were chosen from over 100 applicants and a global voting panel. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, first of all, how did you guys hear about Godrich? And what stimulated your desire to enter for the emerging artists?
We've been wanting to tour internationally since we made our festival debut, because there's a lot of cool folk festivals out there in the world, and we needed an opportunity to come forward to get us out of Australia. Australia is a long way from anywhere, so it's hard to take that first step to go internationally. But we heard about the Godrich Celtic Roots Festival through Tom Gannons from the band In Echo from Prince Edward Island. When they were in Australia, Tom suggested that we apply for this Robinson Emerging Artist Award. And we did, thinking we'd get nowhere near it this year at all. We were like, we'll apply this year, and then we won't get it, but we'll apply again next year, and hopefully that will be our year. But this was our year, which is really, really exciting. And we're just, we're so happy to be here and so grateful for the opportunity that the festival has provided us with to be here in Canada.
When it comes to making an application like that, you obviously are going to have to choose what you submit. Mm-hmm. And given who and where you want to arrive at. The piece that you did submit, what did you submit, or is there more than one piece submitted?
We submitted a track of ours called Sweeping Edge. We genuinely chose it because there was a 4-minute time. It had to be less than 4 minutes, and that was like the only one we thought was suitable, but was less than 4 minutes. I think it was like 3 minutes and 58 seconds or something like that. But yeah, that's a cool one. It's got a tune called Horizonto written by Paul James, and then one written by Lulu called Truncus, and the set itself is named after a video game.
Right. So we're at a Celtic Roots Festival. The Celtic aspect of it, where does that come from for each of you?
Tess and I are siblings, so we grew up playing music together, mostly in the classical and jazz streams. But we actually got introduced to the Celtic style through a week-long camp in January in a town called Koroit in Australia. It's the Lake School of Celtic Song and Dance. And we had a family friend just suggest we come just for fun, and our whole family went along, and it's turned into our career, which is really, really amazing. And then we met Laura at school through playing classical and jazz again, and we started playing festivals together, and the Celtic music has completely taken over our lives since, and we are super happy about it.
From an ancestry perspective, have you guys established any roots that would bring you back to the British Isles, Ireland?
We've got roots in Ireland, I think. Tess and I and Laura does.
Yeah.
I mean, Hickey and Heaney.
They are very much there, indeed.
Yeah.
And then on the Australian circuit, is Celtic music something that there is a strong demand for?
The Celtic scene is very strong in Australia. I mean, there's folk music from all around the world. Our folk festivals are very diverse because Australia as a folk scene is fairly young compared to a lot of other countries. Like, we have our indigenous music and everything, which is really, really beautiful. But as far as the Celtic influence in Australia, it's obviously hasn't been there as long as it has in Ireland or Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are so many tunes players now living in Australia from Ireland and Scotland. And we live in Melbourne, and Melbourne has probably the strongest Celtic scene of Australia, and we're really lucky to be involved in that, and we've grown up with heaps of fantastic players around us, which have completely shaped our sound, which we're really lucky.
Australia would be a bit like Canada geographically, insofar as it's a huge country.
Yeah.
But unlike Canada, I guess there are, well, maybe, you, I guess the population, to get from one side to the other or to spread your wings is a challenge. And how can you achieve, or have you been able to achieve some of that?
We've mostly performed at festivals, so just applying for festivals in different states, and then as you gradually apply for more, you start to get more. And so we've played a few times in New South Wales, and once in South Australia, once in Tasmania, and then a bunch in Victoria, where we live. And yeah, hopefully at some point we'll be able to branch out more and do.
On this side of the Atlantic, well, in between Western Europe and North America, you would get a lot of what would be folk music radio, and you would even get a lot of what would be Irish Celtic shows. Yeah. Do you have the same opportunity to get your music out there?
I wouldn't say it's as prevalent. I'm not sure of a lot of them.
I think there's at least one.
There's a,
I can't remember the name of it.
I'm sure there's a few. There's, as I said, it's quite young. There's not a lot of infrastructure. There's not a lot of the infrastructure that there is in Canada and in Ireland and Scotland. Like, as far as grants go and supporting folk music and folk artists, it's really... Yeah, it's quite difficult, but within that, it being really difficult, it's like, with it being really difficult, there's a silver lining, in fact, that everybody who plays the music really wants to be there.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's hard for us, but we're all there because we love it.
Yeah.
Which really fuels the passion in the music, which is wonderful.
So when you say that, like, we will live in a world now where YouTube has a lot of opportunity to get the word out there.
Yeah.
And if you're noticed, it's powerful. And likewise with TikTok and some other platforms. Did you guys sit down and develop a strategy where you would say, we need to target and we need to do it in this format and we need to be consistent? Or is that something that you're developing?
It's definitely something that we're developing. We're working with Michael Patrick Farrell from Dolmen Entertainment through this Goderich Celtic Roots Emerging Artists Award, which has been a great opportunity for us, because we know very little about marketing ourselves. And so working with people who know what they're talking about and can just tell us strategies, and we can take in what they're saying and apply it to our own different styles, it's been really, really valuable. Yeah.
So coming across the ocean to North America and Canada, very different culturally. Have you sensed or felt the cultural difference? And likewise, when you've performed, have you sensed from the audience the feedback, or how has that been? Is it different from what you have experienced in Australia?
I think just in terms of the festival sort of community and the reception, it's quite similar. But we went to the west side of Prince Edward, was it west?
Yeah.
West side of Prince Edward Island, where it was the like French Canadian, like Acadian culture, which is very new to us, because we don't have that also that French traditional music as well. So that was really interesting to see and hear that side of trad that we haven't heard before, which is also, I guess, tied in with that the Celtic culture, which is also on the island and the rest of Canada. So it was really interesting to see that.
So you would have had an opportunity also to collaborate, particularly here, with what would be Quebecois music, as well as a variety of others. How have you sat in on any of the sessions and played along with particularly Quebecois music, and found, how have you found that?
We haven't particularly found a specifically Québécois session, but we did take Laura Risk's Québécois classes over the last week, which has just been awesome.
Right.
She's such a terrific teacher, and yeah, just that was super cool. We learnt a bunch of Québécois tunes, and we have a friend at home who's super into those tunes, and so it's great that we're going to be able to come home and be like, we learnt like six more. We can jam with her there. So.
Can you see yourselves incorporating that into your playlists and your set lists?
Definitely.
Yeah. We have two Québécois tunes in our set list currently, but yeah, I've already got more ideas for ones that we want to include.
On this particular trip, how long are you getting to spend in North America?
We're spending 5 weeks here total.
Right.
We've just kind of been going from festival to festival, trying to soak in as much music and culture as we can, and it's just been absolutely grand. Yeah.
And I know, obviously, you would want to be coming back and you want to get the exposure. Have you had opportunity, well, you mentioned Prince Edward Island, and now we're in Ontario. Have you had the opportunity to play in the US?
Not yet. We've got a lot of support from people here in getting contacts of people in the US. And there's a lot of people who know how hard it is to get a working visa for musicians. And so we're going to, when we get to applying for one, I know we're going to have a lot of help with that, because
right.
it can be quite difficult, but there's a lot of support out there, and we do aim to get to the US at some point. Yeah,
right. We're going to wrap up, and we're going to share a piece of music, and you're going to tell me what we're going to share, and you're going to tell us what the backstory is on the piece of music and why you chose it.
We'll choose a track called Potato Taxi. It's the last one off our EP. That set exists because there is an East Pointers track called Pour Over, and it has just the coolest transition key change from D major to G minor, and I loved it so much that I was like, we have to make a set.
Okay. Now I have to ask, is this less than 4 minutes or does this run?
I think it's over.
That's okay. I was just like, Tessiki, Lulu, Louisa Hickey, and Laura Heaney. It's been a real pleasure meeting you guys. Thank you so much indeed.
Thank you for having us.